UNC Radio. You are on the air. Hi.
Hello, Dave. This is Lisa.
Lisa, you did call in. Yay! This is our friend from my writer's group. Lisa, how are you?
Yes. I'm good, and you know, you guys are great listening from sitting in a motorhome.
Wait.
Lisa, why are you in a motorhome?
Did you lose your wonderful house?
We are camping in southern Washington by the Columbia River, and we've just been to Eugene, Oregon yesterday, and I love that place. It's like, it's not Greeley.
Okay. Well, you know, Greeley isn't Detroit. Yeah.
There's a way to shorthand it. It's just
Greeley. Well, wow. Well, I'm thrilled and very honored that you're listening to this show, sitting in the middle of Washington State, looking at this river, and joining us on New Year's, as you did last year, by the way. Now, Lisa is a writer friend of mine. We were actually invited to her house for a holiday party about 2 weeks ago. Lovely house
she
that you got.
She was your partner in crime in the skit.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I should have brought the script. We could have done it for everybody.
You left a Wendell and Mendel.
Yeah. Oh, what fun that was. Yeah. How are you? So how's the trip going?
It's going very well. I always heard of Eugene, Oregon, and now I've been there. And my daughter lives in Seattle, and she is a DJ, and she volunteers at KEXP, and she's a picture framer. I'm very proud of her. And we had my son here, and the whole family got together. My husband's here, and so we're just really sitting here in this at the moment in a rented RV.
Oh, rented. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I recommend it.
So but, did you drive down there in the RV, or did you just get an RV while you're there?
Yeah, and I am reading a lot of books. They have book exchanges, so I'm so excited about that. I've been doing some reading. You're supposed to read when you're an author. But also, Dave, I need to thank you for introducing me to a new friend, David G. Pace, who wrote The Dream House on Golan Drive. He's a fellow Utahan, a fellow Mormon of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to meet up in a place called Squatter's Pub in Utah.
And a Squatter's Pub in Utah.
Sounds so scenic.
Well, David Pace is a former theater critic. He was part of the American Theater Critics Association. And he and his wife, Cheryl, are just wonderful people. They're unfortunately, I haven't seen them in many, many years because we don't get out of Colorado
because of the restraining order.
But I'm glad you got to see them, and I think that's wonderful. And I tried to hook you guys up because you're both writers, and you finished a novel that you should be trying to get published and
Lisa,
push out there.
David always speaks so highly of your work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good, yeah, because, you know, it's about religious ambivalence and the Mormon church, but it really isn't a Mormon novel. It's about a girl. It's a coming-of-age novel, really.
Yeah. And it's very, very good. By the way, the person we're talking to, her name is Lisa Arata, A-R-A-T-A. So if there are any publishers out, are there any publishers left
there
in America?
You could self-publish on Amazon, then you keep the money, Lisa. That's what I learned.
You know, I met someone who has published a book on Amazon, and a wonderful older woman she was 80 years old, and we went into a store called Cone Sphere. That is an antique store.
Oh.
And there was a woman there who, she just happened to be selling one of her books that she had printed on Amazon to the owner of the store. Okay, and so I was there right at that moment.
Perfect.
And it's her novel is called For the Life of Me. It's a memoir by Jeanette Stone Bishop.
Okay.
Who's from Oregon. And it was kismet to be there right at that moment. And I bought it. And it's a good memoir, and so she published that on Amazon, and so maybe I'll do that too. David Pace recommended that I try to get one of the better publishers, bigger.
Oh, well, okay, sure.
I'm learning what I need to do.
Well, that's
learning the manners and everything like that.
Well, cool. And it's always a pleasure to read your work when we have our writers group. And I'm not going to ask you about what you're working on now, because writers don't like to give that away until they're well into something or finished with something.
That's right. It takes the energy out of it.
But you also do the plastic arts. You also make, physically make artistic things. So what have you been working on in that
Lisa,
vein?
I'm curious as to why you'd never make a potato as David. Have you ever thought of doing potato-based art?
Potato-based art. Oh, man, I love to eat them, and I love to think about them. I think about them a lot, potatoes.
Potato's not very happy to hear that, I'm afraid. But are you? By the way, are you listening to us on the our stream, or are you watching us on Facebook?
On Facebook.
Oh, cool. So you saw. So we have a potato here who was not happy about your cannibalistic rituals there of eating potatoes. But anyway,
when my children were little, they had a song that went, "I love potatoes, doesn't matter how they go." And baked or broiled, grilled or fried.
we're just going to hold his ears from listening to this.
One.
Yeah. We also have a little baby Papito here who's
make him wave to Lisa.
He can. Well, no, he also going to talk to Lisa to sing songs about broiling and baking potatoes. I think
we
not.
We all have to fulfill our destiny, you know.
potatoes.
Well, who knows? You know, I always think that maybe there's people from outer space. Mm-hmm. And things we can't see, can't imagine, and that when we die, it's like we're eaten by them.
Oh, God, David!
You know, they suck our souls dry. They suck
horrible.
All our marrow out, and that's we're food for beings that we can't see.
It's
just like
from Mother Earth, I think.
Well, it could be. You never know. You know? Mm. Maybe cancer is just how they get us to die. You know, they fatten us up with cancer. I don't know.
That would be maybe not.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel obligated to plug. You know, talking about visual arts, Madison and Main Gallery,
yes,
Cooperative Gallery in Greeley.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Are you there right now?
No, she's not there. Madison and Main is the one.
I know. I'm saying, is her art there right now? Do you have anything hanging there?
I have art there. I have goat's milk soap. This is Lisa Arata goat's milk soap. But also, you know, we have Dan Augenstein, we have Madison and Main Gallery Facebook page, shameless plug.
Yeah, sure. It's on 16th Street and, what is it?
Like 16th and 10th, would you say?
Yeah. Avenue, yeah. So go see Lisa's art there and go buy something or go buy some goat's milk soap.
Yeah, then you could go and get a cup of coffee at Margie's and go get a croissant from the Moroccan baker.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, Lisa, what is the difference between goat's milk soap and soap made with milk? Like the cow titty milk.
I'll tell you what. It's the long chain triglyceride fatty acids. The goat's milk is just so much more creamy. Although the taste of goat's milk compared to cow's milk is like goat sweat. If you've ever smelt a goat, it's very.
Lisa, he's horrified. He looks like he's in shock. He's like, what is she talking about?
Well, no, but they use goat milk for yogurt. They use goat milk for milk, and it doesn't. It tastes like sweat.
Goat
I'm not
sweat.
Trying
it's
that.
Goat sweat.
Like, what is goat sweat?
You know, David, you watch Lisa, he watches Dr. Pole. So imagine Dr. Pole out looking at a sweaty goat.
Yeah. Well, I go like ice cream.
Go out and
smell
a goat and go out and smell a cow, and that's the difference in the taste.
But in soap, so does when you cover yourself in goat milk soap, do you smell like a sweaty goat?
Not with my soap.
I'm wondering why. You know,
do you put like different fragrances or like different essential oils, or what do you do, Lisa?
Yeah, you get the very healthy essential oils made from natural things.
Well, maybe you wouldn't need those if you weren't putting stinky goat milk into soap. Maybe you used proper milk. You wouldn't need like essence of frankincense and myrrh to cover up the smell of a sweaty old goat. goat.
Well, no. Yeah, a billy goat does not smell the same as a nanny goat.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
You know, mine smells totally nanny goat, not billy goat.
Oh, that. Well, there you go. Well, there you go. Have you tried pig milk? Would you make soap out of pig milk? Yeah, little baby bars of soap.
You know, I have heard of camel milk being available occasionally in Greeley, thanks to the North African immigrants.
So, there you go. Okay.
I must try it.
Yeah.
And I've been enjoying your show, and thank you so much for help with my writing. And I just want to make the book a pleasure for people to read and relate to. And
well,
I don't know if I can, but I'm trying.
Well, yeah, and keep trying. No, you've already tried. You've got a novel. That's something I've never been able to do. You have finished a complete, good, readable novel. The idea is to disseminate that now to as many people as you can. Maybe make a buck if you can, but who knows in this economy. So get it out there so that by this time next year, we can tell our readers, hey, at the very least, you can go on Amazon or eBooks and read it. Or, hey, I've got the small publisher who's going to take a chance on this and put it out as a book. That's what I want to hear from you a year from now, Lisa.
You know, Chaim Potok, the great Jewish writer, wrote, I Am Asher Lev.
Yeah.
My book is not like that. It's not that great, but it's a wonderful coming-of-age story about a Mormon girl. So.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming of age with us into the age of 2018, almost. Ooh. Lisa Arata, have a wonderful trip.
You.
Safe home. Enjoy your motor lodge home thing that you're staying in. It's a motor home lodge.
It's an RV, a recreational vehicle.
If you see Uncle Grandpa.
Shalom, and I'm enjoying your show tonight. It's lots of fun.
Bye-bye. Have a great one. Thanks, Lisa. Lisa Arata calling into the neighborhood on our New Year's Eve broadcast. It's just about 11:30.